Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's choose. therightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Slate.com put together a list of the most important characters for the past 25 years, going back all the way to 1994.
All right.
I'm not too sure people are going to get these.
Okay. In what way do you think?
Well, it's like, you know, you said the most important characters from the past 25 years. Number one, no doubt about it, I think this person wasn't, this character was important, but I'm not too sure anybody would pick it. You guys have a number one.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm looking at movies and television is what I think this is what it's all about.
It says most of them are movies and TV characters, but there's some that aren't, but like these are the ones that are the most popular.
Yeah, okay.
They're movie and television stars. I'm going Jerry Seinfeld, though.
I'm going SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Jerry
Seinfeld?
The most
important character?
Yeah, he's been around forever, and he has shaped the childhood of many.
You're on the right track, Vicky, as far as, like, you know, there is a character in your world that's more important than SpongeBob.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know this world. It's a world that you love.
Oh, Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Pikachu.
Yeah, it's a winner. Yep. With more than 20 years of branding momentum, Pikachu is the kind of supercharged Mickey Mouse for our era, is what people are saying. That makes sense.
And he's so cute.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know if I ever put Pikachu in the same sentence as Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, shots fired.
All right.
I don't see Pikachu walking around with his own land or world.
They do. There's like the Kanto region. There's a whole lot of stuff going on.
And everyone walks around looking for him.
Yep. Oh, you mean there's like parks? It's like a Pikachu land?
Within the game itself, there's multiple worlds.
Oh, he's talking about the fact that they actually have a Disney World and a Disneyland in the real world.
I'm sure there's something in Japan.
You sure?
Yeah, I just Googled Pikachu Land, and it's in,
in Japan.
There really is one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough. All right, Vicky, what's that one? I was wanting to bet, Vicky.
Well, how about that?
Sometimes when she says that. I'm sure of something, I'm like, she doesn't know. I think I could win some money here.
Yeah.
All right, okay. How about you, Rev? Who do you think is the most important character to you in the last 25 years?
Thanos!
Ugh.
Don't at that.
Yeah.
He's the linchpin in a 22-movie, 10-year saga.
He's not in. I don't even know if he's in the top, whatever.
He's not
overrated.
Yeah. He's not overrated, you jerk.
They'll be picking on him. He doesn't have his own park.
Oh, I wish they had Thanos Land.
Thanos Land.
Thanos Land.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody comes out.
Yeah. And Steve, you're going to pick Rocky? Oh, it's beyond. No, that's older than 25.
I picked Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. No, he's not on the list.
I'm shocked that he's not.
Is it more than 25 years for Seinfeld?
Oh, crap. You're probably right. Well, when did Seinfeld end?
Yeah, I think we said it's a 30th. This year's the 30th anniversary, I think, of Seinfeld.
Yeah,
of the show starting.
89 and ended in 98, so that's still...
It made the window
there, yeah.
He lives forever, man.
Yeah. in that case, unless he was just at the tail end and people weren't caring, yeah, Seinfeld didn't at least make this list of the top five I've got here. But here's one that I am very, very surprised. Carmela Soprano, that is Tony's wife.
Huh.
Is picked the number one character,
important
character in the last 25 years.
Okay, they're just trying to get people talking about this STEM list.
Yeah, they say that it was one of the finest performances in history applied to one of the best characters ever conceived. Well, you know, she did a great job, no doubt about it. Edie Falco was fantastic. And yes, Carmela Soprano was a very, very cool character. But number one, I don't know.
See, I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No interest.
I've never seen all of it. I've watched some seasons here and there, but I've never watched the entire show.
The first three seasons are really good. I think it tails off a little bit, the first three seasons were just amazing. But
when you go Tony Soprano, if you're going important characters, I don't think people would argue that.
You know, if you watch the show, though, I mean, mm-hmm. Look, as important as he was for what he was doing, actually, Carmela was pivotal. Okay. It really was, because her character, like you looked at her and said, "How could she be married to this mob guy? How could she tolerate this?" Because she seemed like a really decent person, and it does it does make you wonder about the partners of mob people. Like, how do they do it?
I'm happy to see that Kumar from Harold and Kumar made the full list of 25.
Neat.
He's number 14.
And Kumar was...
Cal Penn,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? He was considered in the list of the most important characters. Wow.
Was Kumar... Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that was portrayed by Cal Penn. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I always get confused with that movie.
Yeah, and did they tell you why Kumar is important? That really... Because they give you reasons why they believe these people are important.
It seemed like he deliberately subvert all typecasting of yesteryear. And just showed Kumar as being a guy that could just loosen up and enjoy life, or had his buddy be able to loosen up and enjoy life. I think it was just like he was breaking stereotypes.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, because, you know, John Cho...
It's so funny. I never even think about that. But prior to that movie, I guess, a lot of characters would have been stereotyped.
No doubt about it. You figure any Eastern Indian character, I mean, for the longest time...
Since they bring up as Apu as being a guy that he was able to break the stereotype of someone like Simpson, Apu.
Yeah, because I didn't think of Cal Penn as anything but just this dude that liked to get stoned. I didn't even think about his ethnicity at all.
Yeah.
Same thing with John Cho when you think about it. I mean, those were both non-white actors that were in a buddy movie that everybody loved. Which is unusual for a movie at all. You know, we saw a lot of African American buddy movies. We saw that, but you know, an Asian dude and an Eastern Indian dude. Yeah, that was a first, and I didn't even notice it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's one of my biggest like booking regrets. You know, we have a lot of opportunity to talk to different characters and celebrities over the course of our careers, and you know, I always look back on one of my favorite bookings was having those Super Trooper guys on before they were even popular, and it's kind of fun to have that memory of seeing them before they were these huge stars with that movie. Well, I remember the movie place, whoever's representing them, they're like, "Hey, we have the stars of Harold and Kumar. It's going to be this new big, hilarious comedy. They're going to be in town. Do you want to have them on the show?" And I'm like, "I never heard of the show."
Oh.
Because the movie hadn't been out yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was any buzz about it. I don't think there was.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And in retrospect, it's like one of my all-time favorite movies.
And when John Cho was in studio for the Star Trek movie, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I imagine he would have been just as much fun along with Cal Penn.
And we've had Cal Penn in, remember, with Art Oxakis one time.
Oh,
so
that's
we've been
right.
Fortunate enough to have them both in. But it's still like the idea of having Harold and Kumar back when they were Harold and Kumar, as opposed to like when they've gone on to become big stars.
You know, I'm trying to rack my brain. We had Cal Penn in?
Yes.
Did we really?
Yeah.
God, I suck. I don't remember that. I remember Art being in, but I don't remember Cal Penn.
Yeah, they both came in.
Did they really?
Yeah, that was
Did I like them?
Sure. Yeah, you thought they were great.
Yeah.
Since like 7 years ago, I think.
No.
Really?
Oh, longer than that.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't around for that. So for 10 years ago.
I'd say like 11, maybe 12 years ago.
Whoa. That was way early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little distracted back in those days. This is going to piss you off. I shouldn't say it's going to piss you off. I don't know. This may piss some people off, but I have to say you've got to say. We're not talking political, okay? But to think that this person was elected to the White House, and I do believe it was because of the fact that he became such a big star on TV with The Apprentice, Donald Trump. Would he be in the White House if not for The Apprentice? I don't think so.
That's so funny because you think about. I remember when I was a kid, my mind was blown. They're like, "What? Ronald Reagan was an actor?"
Yeah.
That's insanity.
That was my favorite part of Back to the Future, when Marty's trying to tell Doc, you know, "Hey, I'm from the future. Who's the president?" "Oh, the actor, Ronald Reagan? No."
Like, there's going to be a group of people at some point and be like, "What? Donald Trump was once on a reality show?"
They'll never believe it. They'll never believe that he really was a cartoon character on that show.
you're fired.
Yeah, I mean, really. And
those boardroom scenes in the first season, even the second season, man, those were epic.
Yeah, they were. And what they're saying is that he was decisive, he was feared, he was saucy and shrewd and glamorous and generous. He was a serious businessman, but he was fun. And I'm telling you, that all came off. He did become very, very likable. And all those qualities, if you said, here are all the qualities of somebody you want to elect president, I can see why someone would say, yes, we're going to put him in there. And again, we're not getting political. We're just talking about how a person can be an important character and also how somebody can get elected. What you might find charming, somebody else may not. But those are all great qualities. If I just describe them like that to you. And
that's why I'm voting for Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian needs to be in the White House, no doubt about it.
I don't know if you've seen recently.
No, I haven't seen her.
I put her on this top 25. Holy smokes.
Which is Khloe, did Khloe have her nose done?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that. My wife's watching some show called like Revenge Weight or like, I don't know. It's like the Celebrity Fit Club type thing or the Biggest Loser for people who have had something crappy happen to them and they're trying to get to lose the weight out of revenge.
Oh, it's
like
an ex. The Revenge Biggest Loser.
Right. Dad, I don't know what the hell it is, but she's the host. Hey, I'm watching this because my wife has on.
Whoa,
she's a smoke show,
Khloe.
She was the reason why she does it is because she used to be the one in the show that the family that people made fun of because of her size.
Yes.
So she lost weight out of revenge to mainstream America making fun of her, mainstream world making fun of her. So now she's hosting a show and she comes off really likable on the show as well. I never thought I would say. Lamar Odom.
Was she with exactly. Yeah. That doesn't even look anything like her.
Yeah.
She had her nose done. I mean, it's one thing to lose weight. But I don't even think that. And she had dark hair. She's got real super blonde hair now, but she had really dark hair. Yeah. I mean, see some old pictures of her because that doesn't even look like her face. She had to have some work done on the face.
I don't care.
I do. I liked what she looked like before.
Oh.
I thought she
looks great. She's happy.
Yeah, see, to me, I always thought she was the real-looking Kardashian. She wasn't some Barbie doll-looking thing. I don't like the way she looks now.
Such anger for such a beautiful woman.
Yeah, right? I don't think she's that beautiful. Now, I liked her better before.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love her. See, that's her face back in the day. She looked awesome then.
I think she did her lips for sure. I think the reason her face looks different is because she lost the weight.
You think so? You don't think her nose is done?
And also a crap ton of makeup.
Yeah, they do a lot of the highlighting. When you do the contouring, you're able to make your nose look skinnier.
I like the old Khloe.
I also learned on that show that there's a celebrity tanner, spray tanner, guy whose his job is just to spray tan celebrities. And I'm like,
there's a job.
Wow.
Greatest job ever.
I bet she's making more than all of us combined.
Oh, yeah.
And all he does is go around, shh, you're looking gorgeous.
Is that the impression?
That's all you got to do.
Pretty much.
I feel like I was there.
Wow. All right. Here's one that everyone's going to hate this one. Wow. This list is insane. Okay, we're talking about the most important characters in the past 25 years. Simon Pegg and a lot of Star Wars fans are going to lose their minds.
No.
They said
the Ewoks? No.
Jar Jar Binks.
No!
Is one of the most important characters in the last 25 years.
Boo! This list is just trolling people.
Oh, it is. It says here, when Star Wars returned after 16 years, the movie's klutzy, floppy-eared sidekick quickly became a symbol of its flaws and a lightning rod for criticism. Now, we're saying important characters. You have to admit that Jar Jar, when you say Jar Jar Binks, everybody knows who you're talking about.
It's a polarizing character. Yeah, so yeah,
everybody knows who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that poor dude, Ahmed, I forget his first name, or maybe that is his first name, but the actor Ahmed that played Jar Jar, who was motion captured, the dude really was a very talented actor.
Ahmed Best.
Yeah, and I mean, really, I'm going to say this again, I'm going to embarrass Joe, but Joe loved Jar Jar back in the day.
No wonder why he can't get laid.
Yeah.
We saw the movie.
So sad, but true. Yeah, we saw the movie twice in a row, and it was one of the. And we saw it, I think, here when we first moved to Seattle.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, Joe, back." We went to, I think, to the where the old Galleria was in Bellevue, and where the Tower Records used to be. And I took him to that movie theater, and it was really awesome. And yeah. Joseph liked the Jar Jar Binks.
I didn't hate Jar Jar as much as people did, but then again, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan like the rest of you.
That would be Star Wars. Yeah, thanks for that.
Jerk.
And then finally, I'd like to get Vicky's opinion on this because I believe you saw these movies. Harry Potter, of course, Harry Potter was always the guy that we talked about, but they're saying the most important character for the movie was Hermione Granger.
I only saw a couple of them. I never read the books because it was witchcraft and that was against Catholicism.
Yeah.
But I definitely do see her being more of the badass one. Like, they wouldn't have been able to get any of the stuff they did done had it not been for her.
Here's what I liked about Hermione's character. And we forget this, but it was mentioned a lot, and maybe it gets lost in translation, but racism was huge because she was a mixed breed of Muggle and witch. And that was talked about of everyone, but she was the target of some crap, which, you know, I thought was really cool that she was the little kid that was the outcast at the school because she wasn't a pureblood. And that really spoke to me about some of the racism going on today. And I thought that was really cool that her character was that.
Did they let her play Hogwarts or anything like that?
That's the school she went to. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the game with the broom?
That was Quidditch.
That's it.
She did not play that. She was the smart one out of the two. She was hanging out with Harry and Ron, and she was the smart one out of those two lunkheads, too.
So he's very upset because why is Walter White not on this list?
Ooh.
Or Hank Schrader.
Ooh. Yeah, Hank's a good character. I think more so than Walter White. I think Hank is a better character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so because of how it went down for him.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think Hank's character is really. And he also evolved. He was such a douche at the beginning, but then you really saw him become more three-dimensional, and you really felt badly for him at the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're absolutely right because at first you're like, oh, who is this guy? He's just a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Like, let these nice people make their meth.
He's rooting for the meth people. Come on.
He's got bills to pay. Come on, man.
We got a new dating term out there. It's called dog fishing. Yeah, and it's pretty ridiculous. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, if you're dating, Vicky, you still taking a break from dating? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing any craziness like I used to. I'm kind of...
Well, that wasn't dating. That was...
No.
That was just enjoying the buffet.
Yeah. That answer just leads instantly to dong DMs are about to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Are you dating?
Yeah.
So here we go. Saying that there's a chance.
It's a sausage show.
Basically, if I find the right one, then sure, I'll go out with them.
That's what people send the dong pictures for. They go, if you see the right one, you'll like me.
Oh, dear.
Like, thanks.
Yeah. No, that's not what you...
By the way, you send a dong pic, I show it to everyone here.
She does.
I don't like to see them because I always feel like I'm just like, you know, it's like, damn it. Just
I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, but I always feel like inadequate.
Oh, no, there's some that look like tiny little sweet potatoes. It's like, what the hell are you sending me that for?
Yeah, why would they do that?
I mean,
you've got to know where you stand up in the world, as it were, and this. that's why I'll never send a dong pic to anybody because I just know, you know what, there's much more impressive talent out there. I'm going to send something else, you know, anything else besides a dong pic.
Way to defeat yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, listen, it's like Vicky said, you know, she's getting hundreds of these things. And then, you know, where would you rank if you were sweet potato guy? Not in a good place.
Yeah. I think it's better than pea guy. I don't know, like blueberry guy.
Yeah, see, if I know I'm not going to be first in the race, there's no way I am going to participate.
You're not first, you're last.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to be that guy.
Doesn't want the participation trophy on that
Unless
one.
Unless there's some women that are really going, you know what, I'm really looking for a smaller size person. That's just what's going on in my life. I haven't heard that happen yet, but, you know, if there are any ladies that were, and I remember them ever looking for that back in my day when I was dating. Got a new dating term for you, though, Steve.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You've heard of catfishing.
Yes, I have.
We now have dog fishing.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Catfishing is when basically you take pictures that aren't you and put them up there and you basically convince somebody that you look exactly different than you really do. And sometimes it's even a gender situation where you're pretending to be a completely different gender.
Right. You just pretend to be someone that you're not.
Yeah.
For whatever weird reason, you find great enjoyment in that, but you're just a pile of crap.
Now, dog fishing is when someone poses for their dating profile pics with a dog or other pet that is not theirs.
Oh.
People do that?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. I believe it. They're, like, everyone on dating apps always has pictures of them with a baby, and they always say, this is my niece or my goddaughter or nephew.
They just show that they're cool with unprotected sex.
Well, that they're cool with kids. That's like, okay. Hey, I like, you know, they know that, you know, a guy holding a baby is kind of hot.
I love what
two types of people in that room.
Right.
Yeah, two types of people. One that says, look, I'm not afraid of kids. This is why I have a kid. Steve's like, oh, there's a child you like to bang.
Yeah. Like, what's up? What are your interests? Raw dogging.
Wow.
Okay.
Different kind of dog fishing there.
You know, I take it back, Steve. Earlier I said you had no game. You have an amazing game.
Thank you. It's about time you recognize.
Yeah, you are just a charmer. Boy, they're just ready to come at you.
But no, they always have a picture of the baby, a picture with a dog or a cat, a picture of them brushing their teeth for whatever reason, and then a picture of them hiking.
Why do people?
They're into outdoors. They're into, they have good hygiene.
Right. I don't know.
They love animals and they love kids. This all makes sense to me.
Yeah. Is this guys that are doing this?
Yeah. Almost every freaking profile, you will find
one or
all of these pictures in their profile.
I think if you're a woman, you got to know the dude brushes his teeth, because I know many dudes that don't.
But they do it all. Like, they take their shirt off. They're like, ooh, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, what? Like, why do you have to brush your teeth? Just show me your shirtless picture.
Well, yeah, you're a different kind of girl.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of women that really want to make sure that their guy is clean.
It probably worked for somebody, and then he told his buddies, and it's a trickle-down effect.
Oh, you think that's it?
Yeah.
All right, maybe we actually take a picture of Joey D's having brushed his teeth shirtless.
You should brush your teeth, not be shirtless, like just kind of lift it up a little, just show some ab.
How much?
As much as you want.
To show some ab?
Keep it under the nipple, though.
Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah, the nipple's not good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, be a classy person.
Gotta be classy. Okay.
Yeah. You can't just get everything for free.
You don't want to get extorted either, like poor Whitney Cummings got. But she got him back on that one. They were trying to get her money because her nipple was shown, and she said, you know, I want to put the picture out myself.
Yeah.
She threw it out there.
Screw you guys.
Yeah. I love that plan. So anybody gets a picture of me, just know I'm going to put it up myself.
The people on Tinder have you. We've joked around the mix guests. There's a couple of people there that have, like, one of us, or they've sent me, like, the screenshot, like, look. You're on this person's Tinder page. It's me and some dude. It's like, what's up?
That is not going to get anybody any action.
Either. Why? That way they're like, look, I'm not the guy that looks like Shrek. So therefore,
you think it's more of like a contrast.
I'm their ginger.
Oh, I see. All right.
I kind of wish you were single in the days of online dating apps. Because the times I have encountered myself finding myself on a dude's profile, like at an event or a concert, it's like, oh, I'm on your profile, I'm just gonna just keep on going.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't
swipe on it?
No, I'm dating.
That's an in right there.
I've done that before, and it gets kind of weird.
See, that's the difference. Every radio convention, they ask if anybody's actually slept or married their listeners.
And nobody puts their hands up. That means all of them are lying.
Yeah. And then somebody who does, it's a one dude.
And everyone gives them a look like, oh, I can't believe you. And it's like, shut the F up.
See, Steve wouldn't be that guy. He'd be totally banging listeners.
Why not? I mean, are they not cool? I mean, what are we saying? Like, our listeners are not cool? Like, I think our listeners are super cool.
No, it's not that our listeners are bad. It's just anybody who'd be interested in me, I know, is crazy.
Ah.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not going to get the most stable of the bunch, is all I'm saying.
I always love when, like, there's the radio people that have that mentality. Like, I won't date listeners. It's like, why?
I'm cautious.
As a woman, I can understand that things get a little weird.
Yeah, I had one guy that just spent the entire time asking about you guys. Didn't ask me any questions about me.
Oh, see, now that's sexy.
I like said it. Nice things about us.
Yeah. I always like my date to talk about me.
Right. Yeah. And I had one guy, he's like, so does that mean I can get free tickets?
Oh, perfect. I love this guy. So, talks about me and wants free stuff. Yeah. So far, this guy's a keeper.
Yeah.
Tell me what show you want to be at. Just go there. They'll have the tickets for you.
Steve, who did he like better, me or Steve?
Oh, I think he just liked everyone. He's like, so I kind of be part of the crew.
Okay.
I just want to be a part of the crew.
Yeah. But come on. He could be part of the crew, Vicky, and you could be his bang buddy.
It's like, yeah, no.
Wow. She hates us, Steve. We could have had a new friend.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't like this guy. He ended up being an intern. And so he's like, so can we go out again? I'm like, no, you're the intern.
Oh.
Is that the guy that interned for like a week?
Yeah.
And anytime you post something that's like inside radio, you know, like behind the scenes stuff, you just be like, yeah, I miss those days.
What days?
Like, legitimately worked 4 days.
And
you reminisce about the good old days of when you worked in radio.
Yeah, that guy was like, a package.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I support you not dating that guy.
Was he the guy that bragged about going to a show on Thursday night and then didn't show up to work on Friday?
Might have been.
I don't remember.
We've had a lot of great interns over the years.
That sounds right, though.
Yeah. There's an online dating coach, though, in D.C. that says, hey, you dogfishers, don't do that, even if it gets you more matches. He says, quote, it's just odd when you're using someone else's dog online and it seems like you're trying too hard.
I should rent out Lulu.
You should.
This is a moneymaker.
Yeah. I don't blame somebody for doing it, though, because you dog people are nuts. I've it's anecdotal.
You non-dog people are crazy.
It's anecdotal, but I'm going to tell you, there was a woman, one of my wife's friends, who said, and she just didn't like me because I didn't like dogs. And she goes, I don't know how anybody, she says, and she said, if a dude doesn't like dogs, it's off. I'm not even going to date him. And yeah. I'm like, no, that you're crazy. I mean, I don't hate that you have a dog, but, you know, I'm not a crazy. I mean, nope, too bad.
Well, if her dog's a big part of her life, that's, to me, it's no different than someone saying they hate children and you have kids. Like, why would you want to date someone that says they hate children?
That's why you got to fake it.
Until the awkward moment of having then decide whether or not you're going to stay with this person you invested time with, because all based on a lie.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
See eye to eye on this.
I see. That's why people do it, because people are so. I think people have unhealthy relationships with their dogs. I've said that before. That's why I think you got to fake it. In the past, if this were 30 years ago, not a problem. Dogs would be. Well, dogs just weren't as big a part of the family as they are now, as far as they almost replace humans. Before, they were a great addition to a family. Now, for people, some people, dogs replace humans, and that ain't good.
Well, if humans will stop sucking, maybe we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well.
Yeah, there you go.
One person that used to borrow my brother's dog so I could walk him in Green Lake and attract all kinds of attention.
See?
Another person just texted in saying, guys, dog fishing is a thing. This has been happening so much with me. Women pose with dogs, and then I find out they don't have one. I even ask if they're catfishing me with someone else's dogs. Women do this so much now. From Johnny and Burien.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. My friend did this like a week ago. That's not his dog in the photo, Steve.
What?
Wow, it looks like that's his homie.
Right? Yeah.
To be fair, though, he's a good-looking guy. He doesn't need any help.
I'm telling you, though, that connection with the dog, man, the girls, when they see it on the on all the social medias, boom, conversation starter.
Hey, hold on a second. Did you hear what just happened?
What happened?
I think Vicky needs to be tightened up with this guy.
Did you take him, man?
He doesn't live in this state. Sorry, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
See, you're not even helping me.
No. What a horrible wingman.
That being said, Steve, can I borrow Lulu for a picture?
Absolutely.
No, don't borrow Lulu.
See,
Lulu's
a
monster.
You should also borrow Dammit Carl and see which one gets you the dates.
Who's using a cat to get anybody? I mean, is anybody really happy when they see cats in pictures?
Have you seen Carl? He's very photogenic.
I think if I see somebody with cats,
when
I have
Lulu, she dresses like an Ewok or like it's a piece of sushi.
Does Carl dress up, Rev?
I do have a business tie for him.
Ooh, this could be a competition. What if we did it? Who gets more likes? With Carl or me with Lulu?
We should have a Tinder profile for you and have all these pictures, and I'll take the pictures for you.
See, Vicky,
I'd be like a boudoir pictures.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's just like him
in,
looking
like his
all
panties and stuff.
I really hope not panties.
Fishnets, fine.
I don't think I want you taking half naked pictures with my son.
Joey, you let her do it with your daughter.
Yeah, that's right? Different.
Why? Why are you so sexist?
I am sexist, you're right.
I can't take sexy pictures and I don't get girls' phone numbers. What do I get, Steve?
He clearly hates you.
Hates me. Because
I know Vicky will. Because Vicky will use those pictures on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do that with your daughter.
Oh, she doesn't care. She was probably want you to put them on the internet.
No, it's, you know, privacy. There's some bits that I can't show the internet.
Oh, look at Vicky. She's got standards.
Who knew?
Don't you think, though, if you see somebody posing with cats, it's weirder than posing with a dog?
No.
I think of Dr. Evil when I see a dude with a cat.
Yeah, but they're hairless.
They're holding it like, hee hee hee.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be hilarious. I'd swipe right on that guy.
Of course you would, because you're not, you know, you're off the, a little off the charts.
We know
charts
who used to do
bit.
This with CeeLo on The Voice back in the day, back when that show was super popular. You know, they always had like those scenes where they're interviewing one of the judges, and he'd always be sitting on like basically like a throne with this white cat, and he was just petting it.
CeeLo was not exactly a normal looking dude.
And he kind of looked like a Bond villain at that point.
Yeah. But apparently that wasn't even his cat.
See, he wanted to be like Dr. Evil.
He was a catfisher.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to see if posing with cats, because I haven't seen anything that says that people are basically posing with people's cats. I mean, they said other pets, but I gotta think dogs are the winner.
We should try all different animals. Taryn's got goats.
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
pose with goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get all sorts of kinds of responses to that one.
I think she has chickens, too.
She does.
There you go. Hey, you know what? You can put your hands around the chicken's throat, and then people will go, well, this is what he does when he's alone.
Oh. And you'll need a picture with you with a baby. Which, by the way,
you got that, Steve?
Oh, wait, I got it.
Yeah, there you go. So he's got his hands around and this is what I do when I'm not with you.
Yeah.
Save me from doing this every night. Somebody swipe right on me, please.
Maybe like another one of you riding a horse.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, like the Old Spice guy.
Yeah. You need a puffy white shirt.
I'm thinking more of Fabio. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You got to grow your hair out.
I'll get a wig.
Okay.
Fabio. What century are you in?
17th. Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Fabio. I don't think people know who he is anymore.
This is so he can, you know, raise the Tinder age to like 55.
Wanted to get cougars?
What? I mean, there's some sexy cougars that could pay for whatever it is that you want to do.
You got to throw out a big net on social media.
You should dress like the crocodile hunter and like sit and take a picture next to a crocodile.
Oh, that's my favorite so far.
That might be my favorite too. I think you'd look good in khakis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, let's find a crocodile real quick.
And I'm sure there's a listener out there that'll let us borrow their crocodile for this picture.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, this will end very well.
We'll even take alligators.
Oh, really? Oh, at least you're not a species.
There's a petting zoo in Tacoma that has a kangaroo, among other things.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Joey with a Joey.
Right?
Oh, dude.
Joey with a Joey's pretty legit.
You should put boxing gloves on. Make it look like you're tough. You're boxing this.
Yeah, I could be like Rocky.
Boom. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, Joey with a Joey.
I like that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
These are all going to get you laid.
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm just going to look like a creep with a lot of animals.
Yeah, he just has all these menagerie pics, and people are like, okay, I don't know about this guy.
It'd be great if your Instagram feed is just you and animals now all the time.
Yeah.
I think I get a lot more hits, to be honest with you.
Dude, if you did that every day, look at that guy that dresses himself and his dog the same way, whatever his name is, Brofer or Topher or whatever.
Yes, that guy's awesome.
He's super successful doing that. So you could take a different picture of you and animals every day.
You know, if I started a new term called kangaroo fishing, I'd be down with it.
We just got to get you with more animals, man.
That's the problem. That's the issue. He's not doing well with humans because he's not doing with more animals. That's it.
What if I just go to the zoo and ask for the guy to let me take all these pictures with the selfies?
I have a friend who works at the zoo in Tacoma.
Oh, okay. Can we get in there after hours?
Well, maybe not after hours, but she can probably bust out some animals for us.
Yeah, right? I mean, because we don't need these damn pictures with, like, a fence in between him and the animal.
No.
He's going to be in a cage.
No, they'll bring out, like...
I don't think that's going to end well.
I think you need one with a penguin.
I think that they have cages for reasons, Steve, so the kangaroo doesn't kick the S out of you if you're trying to take a picture.
I'll see like a tiger.
Well, what happened to your son? Well, now we got hospital pictures. Take a look at all these.
That's even better.
Stick scars.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like mid-pose of me getting mauled by a lion, and it says, save me from the lion, swipe right.
Yeah. Somebody says I posed with Santa with both of us flipping off the bird, and I put it on Tinder. I got a lot of matches.
That's amazing.
You got to stand out.
Isn't that Santa fishing?
Yes.
Because that's not really his Santa, is it? All right. Well, we've got some wonderful ideas to help Joe.
I feel like he's not going to do any of them.
No, he's not. He's not going
to
do anything.
Oh, I need a photographer to come with me.
Yeah. You got Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vicky will do it.
I got you.
As long as you're shirtless, apparently. She wants to take some boudoir pics.
Yeah, but who can blame her?
Wow. Now really? I don't want to.
Really?
Here's the confidence we need from you, Joe.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Who can blame? Honest to God, I'm done with this conversation. Alrighty. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
Which Family Guy character is employed as a pilot?
Peter.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Meg.
No.
Oh, dude, it was our Giggity brother. He's Glenn Quagmire, man.
You want to shout up any Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.